by conservative activists to oppose any change to the way Colorado awards its electoral votes. And, you know, it's going to be a close fight. I know that the polling has it pretty close right now.
And other states as we wrap up?
I'm sorry, last question?
Other key states as we wrap up?
Right now, Virginia is close to passing the compact. They've already passed it. They just need to do it again and get it signed by the governor. And I think then we look at some other big states, maybe even Texas, if Republicans realize they're going to lose Texas in the Electoral College.
Finally,
they have no route to the White
House. This interesting point from BuzzFeed News, the Electoral College is stacked against non-white voters to such a degree this year, the average white non-Hispanic voter appears to have almost twice the power to decide the election as the average Asian American voter. For example, Jesse, 10 seconds.
That's right. This is the essence of the way the winner-take-all rule works, and it has always worked to the benefit of white voters in America. So we need to balance it out and make everybody count the same.
Jesse Wegman, thanks so much for joining us, author of Let the People Pick the President, The Case for Abolishing the Electoral College. Democracy Now! Will be doing an election special on Tuesday night, November 3rd, from 9 Eastern time to midnight. So all stations can take this special, and we're broadcasting at democracynow.org, covering the results from the presidential election to congressional and state races, as well as ballot initiatives. And to see the Rolling Stone interview I did with Julian Casablancas, go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, wear a mask, stay safe, and vote.
Are you sheltering at home this Halloween weekend? Tune into KBOO for KBOO's Halloween Dance Party from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, October 31st. Need a reason to dress up this year? We want to see your costumes. Post your pictures and videos on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter with the hashtag StayHomeAndDance. We'll choose some to share on social media. Again, that's KBOO's Halloween Dance Party on Saturday, October 31st from 7 to 10 p.m. here on your community radio station.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
This is KBOO Portland. It's 8:01. It's Friday. Mind the gap, because we're going to bridge it. Bridging the gap, because girls are powerful. Keep it locked right here on your Community Connection.
Good morning, Portland, and beyond. This is what Tammy usually says, so I feel funny about saying it myself. Good morning, Portland and beyond. You are listening to The Gap. My name is Althea. I got my lovely co-host Tammy here. Oh, Tammy's going to circle back on that. We got Sonia in the studio.
We got a bit of technical weirdness. I'm going to iron that out.
Okay.
Go on ahead, Althea.
Yeah, sweet. I just want to say good morning to everyone. You are listening to The Gap on KBOO Portland 90.7 on your FM dial. I want to thank you for tuning in on this morning. It is, you know, since coming into the studio last week, it is a lot darker out this morning. I was jarred by that. I also overslept my alarm, so I'm sort of you know, trying to balance those kinds of things. You know, Fridays, I think you can take the difficulties in stride because you can see the weekend out ahead of you. But, you know, one thing that is important to mention for us here is that we are in the final stretch of our membership drive. It ends tomorrow on Halloween. Happy Halloween in advance. And so if you have been, you know, thinking about it, waiting around, when is the best time for me to get in there and donate to KBOO? Now is that time. KBOO.fm/give. Or if you just go to the homepage, you can click on that donate button. And in this last week, we have a $5,000 match from a really generous donor. So, you know, your money goes twice as far, depending on how much you want to give us. And you can do that as like a monthly donation or as a one-time lump sum. Monthly donations are especially helpful because they kind of give us that recurring amount that we can rely on. And it really helps keep this this community resource on the air. And us here at The Gap, me, Tammy, and Sonia in the studio, we want to offer a thank you gift to our supporters. And if there is a little voice message that we could record for
or a
you.
Big voice message. There's it doesn't Tammy. Have to be. There you are. Hey. I was wondering where. And I'm just yelling because I'm so excited.
Just so excited.
This
to
is
be
Tammy
here.
From The Gap, and you're listening to KBOO.
Woohoo!
A little message, a long message. Yell at your cousin, yell at your uncle.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Frank, stop it.
Yep, that's enough. Anyone named Frank needs to knock whatever it is off. But yeah, if you mention us in the notes part of your donation form, mention The Gap and we can hook you up. It's
birthday
our little
songs.
Yeah. Oh, birthday songs. That's good.
Yeah. Well, there's just the one. I mean, maybe there's more. I don't know.
I think what little children's media I consume has like led me to believe that they're rewriting it. They're changing the ABCs, by the way.
I heard about that. I can't even get to that one because it's just sad to me that you change a tune to something and I'm completely thrown off. I'm like, wait, I don't know my ABCs. What
is that? Why does it hurt me personally? That's what I want to know. Why am I so personally invested in that? But it's the same tune, but they're kind of getting rid of the LMNOP thing and getting rid of the and at the Y and Z.
I'm sorry, does anyone think that and is a letter?
Well, the funny thing about that is that it used to be.
Like an ampersand?
Mm-hmm.
I love the ampersand.
Those are fun, yeah.
They're pretty.
I don't draw those enough.
I do it arbitrarily, even when it's not and someone. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I went to the store, ampersand, got some snacks, ampersand. I'm just going to keep saying different words.
Yeah, class up your life. Why not?
Yep, it's pretty.
Anyway.
Thank you, yeah. And I also wanted to mention that as a gift to listeners and a way to shake off and say hi to the new month and enjoy Halloween, there will be a Halloween dance party.
Oh, yeah.
On Hallow's Eve. It's going to be spooky. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be like kind of wrapping up the drive. So
yeah,
I'm excited for that.
A little something to cap it off with a dance. I was going to say boogie, but then I lost my confidence. Well, the boogie?
Oh, my God. That's perfect because it's like because it's scary. It has the ghost word in it. I ain't scared of no ghost. It.
Yeah, no.
I'm wearing this new mask this time, and it definitely works, tell you that.
Okay, yeah.
There's no way I can, but it's, so I'm a little winded. I also have to do a little run, so.
You're looking well-equipped over there, I will
Thanks.
Say.
Thanks. I have this handy sandy. That's what I've been calling the hand sanitizer.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and I got the little teeny one, too, to put in the pocket.
That's always good.
I wonder what the side effects of leaving handy sandy in your car for a long time with the sun, does it do something to it? Does it make it less potent?
I don't know. Did I tell you my whole hand sanitizer debacle?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it, and then you have to put it at the window because it smells. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I went somewhere, and I got, they had one of these DIY hand sanitizers, which I know, like, I'm all for. But I guess they put maybe a little too much Everclear or vodka or whatever, but it was just reeking. And I got in my car and I'm like, I really hope I don't get pulled over right now.
That's another good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because the one that I have smells like grain alcohol, but then sort of covered up, like somebody was like, vanilla, put some vanilla in there. And like, for some reason that makes it so much worse that there's like some kind of floral note in there that
smells like a good night out.
More, yeah. And you don't know what's going to happen at that point.
Yeah, Sonia, see you over there.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I believe there is, like, vanilla-infused or flavored, like Bacardi or whatever. It's like, so Now you just got that on your hands.
Whoops.
There may be times when that's easier to get than a proper hand sanitizer.
Though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why a lot of food people, like restaurateurs are using like Everclear. Mm-hmm. So if it does end up spilling, like I pumped some and I'm like, oh no, I spilled some on my coffee. And they're like, oh, don't worry, it's Everclear. And I was like, oh, okay. It's like free shot. Okay.
So we're not worrying about that. Okay, cool. Got it.
For now. But don't worry, there's plenty of stuff to be worried about.
Cause, oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about me. I had an anxiety dream last night.
Nice. I'm glad. I was worried someone might start being a little too comfortable.
I was worried you had restful sleep last night.
Are you worried about the lack of worry?
No.
There's, what is in your worry list? What's the least thing, the thing that you're least worried about but still makes it?
Oh, that's a good question, because there's a lot of big ones, you know. Is it bad to say, like, getting coronavirus in the next, like, 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
It's on the list, but yeah, it's not definitely top priority, that's for sure. Yeah, no. And here's the worst thing about an anxiety dream is when you have an anxiety dream about something you didn't even realize you were that stressed about, and you're like, oh, no, this is going to take over everything now. I had a stress dream about our election coverage on next Tuesday that I just did. I did such a bad job and I didn't plan anything. And there were people everywhere. That's the other thing. So the coronavirus risk trickled into that as well. But yeah. What about you? What makes your list of anxieties without topping it?
And then I'm going to lie, the whole Free Britney campaign thing, it's been on my mind because I'm like, what is going on? This is just very bizarre.
Yeah.
And again, it's like the tiniest thing that I, like the most trivial thing. I'm not worried. I'm concerned. I'm a concerned resident. That's it, you know?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I was watching a movie last night and it was part of it. There was a rom-com and there was a part where there was a wedding. And I'm just like, no one is wearing masks. Look at them feeding cake to each other and doing all this. And
yeah,
like movies are, yeah, our reaction to the coronavirus is definitely, you know, looking back at things, pictures, videos, movies, even like music videos. It's like, whoa, that is not sanitary. But back up 6 feet, put on a mask.
I think that's like a good point that I hadn't thought about before necessarily, that like masks heretofore are going to be like a marker of a particular period of time, right? Like, because I feel like if you see a movie maybe from like 2006 or like 2008 until now, you're like, this could be set really anywhere within that like period. Like, I could see that at 2013 2011, sure, I'll believe you. But now it's like, are they wearing a mask? Okay, I know what that symbolizes.
Oh man. So in the future when they have like period pieces about 2020, everyone would be wearing masks and it would have to be factually accurate. And it's like, oh no, they're not even wearing the proper mask in 2020. They were actually
oh my god, this N95 is so realistic.
Oh,
like,
my god,
it really looked like they were wearing one in this Woof. movie. That kind of hurt my feelings that I said that. I hurt my own feelings.
Well, speaking of hurting feelings, sure. great segue. Oh, wait, Sonia, I'd like to know if there's anything that's low on your anxiety list.
Oh.
It can't be something big. It has to be something small, but still annoying enough that you worry about it.
Well, my first thought was, will I ever have a proper job again?
Oh, no, that's a big one.
But then I don't ever really think about it, so I don't know if it counts.
Oh.
Hmm.
I like that.
Well, I guess if you're not that worried, we shouldn't be that worried. Yeah, right?
I mean, y'all got your jobs, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing. And speaking of jobs and feelings hurt and funny people, or supposedly funny people, there is this comedian person who used to. Okay, let me start off from the beginning.
Yeah,
once upon
a
time, there was a rapper named 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent. And you know that it's a metaphor for change. That's why he called himself that. Not like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Metaphor. It's cool. Makes sense.
I thought he was just trying to get bus fare.
No, it's a metaphor for... No, I like mine better. No.
Okay.
I heard it on VH1 back in the day.
Is that on pop-up video with the little explanatory subtitles?
Love that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Love that.
And he, so 50 Cent had tweeted out that he saw Biden's tax plan and he doesn't want to turn from 50 cents to 20 cents, which, hey, solid joke. You know,
yeah,
I get
good
it.
Good pun, first of all.
And so he was saying that he's going to support Trump because of that. And Chelsea Handler, who is his ex-girlfriend, had some stuff to say about it. Mm-hmm. And, well, we actually have a pretty great clip. It's about a two-minute clip, if you want to go ahead and play that bad boy.
There was a time when 50 Cent and comedian Chelsea Handler were an item, but their short-lived romance is firmly in the past. Still, Chandler appears to hold a lot of love for her ex-boyfriend, something that recently came to light after the power mogul told his 26.2 million Instagram followers to vote for Trump. Upon seeing the post, Handler tweeted, "You used to be my favorite ex-boyfriend." But during an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Handler hinted she'd be willing to temporarily revive the romance if 50 would publicly denounce Trump, which he promptly did. Now, Handler says the Get Rich or Die Trying legend was capping the whole time. While speaking to The View recently, she revealed they had a phone conversation on Monday, October 26th to clear the air.
He called me the other night, two nights ago. We spoke for about a half an hour, and I DM'd him, and I said, "Can you please call me about this? I don't want this to be public. I really want to know if you're serious about supporting Trump." You know, and so he called me, and he wasn't serious. He was just screwing around on his Twitter. He is supporting Joe Biden. He made that very clear to me, and he said that I was able to tell you girls and tell any other press I did that he is supporting Joe Biden. So, and then we talked and, you know, had a cute little conversation. I did promise, you know, to pay his taxes. And then I found out it's illegal to pay somebody to vote for your candidate.
Yes, it is.
So I yes. offered him a, yes. another form of payment, and we'll see if he takes me up on it. But I don't have to pay him. He's already a Biden supporter.
50 fired off the initial Trump post after seeing Joe Biden's proposed tax plan, which would apply a 62% top tax rate to New Jersey and New York residents who make over $400,000 a year. He doubled down the following day, claiming he didn't want to be 20 Cent. But as Handler told Fallon, she explained to 50 why voting for Trump would be a terrible move, saying,
"I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook."
Talking about 50 Cent and her ex-boyfriend, and saying that she had to remind 50 that he is a black man and so he can't vote for Trump, which no one liked that. I mean, I don't know, I didn't like that. I think that's outrageous, and like, why would you? That's incredibly racist. And it rubbed me the wrong way in so many different ways. And just because you are black doesn't mean that you should or would or going to be a monolith of whatever it is that, I gotta say, mostly well-to-do white people tell you that you should follow, think, or do.
Right.
It's like if you were a member of any, you know, minority community where it's like you're a minority, and for someone who's better off to be like, "Oh no, you shouldn't think that way," like, how is that not racist? I don't care how many pins you got. I don't care how many whatever. You could tell many quote-unquote cookouts you're invited to. I don't care how many, like, I don't care how many anti-abortion rallies you went to. I don't care how many Black Lives rallies you went to. It's like, you are not, you can't say that. That's racist, period. Mm-hmm. There's no if, buts, or whatever. That's bad. Yeah. Bad, Chelsea, bad. You're a bad person for saying that.
Yeah, well, it kind of like throws back to, Biden went on some show and said something to a similar, not exactly the same.
The Breakfast Club. He said, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black."
Yeah, which, here's what we want to say about that. You know, your personal identity is politicized. But, you know, people aren't like a monolith. And especially like, you know, people who are in white mainstream media, Chelsea Handler included, like treating black Americans as a monolith, as that they all think this one way, is really harmful and totally untrue.
It's racist.
It's racist, yeah.
And for Biden to take someone's quote-unquote black card, who are you to do that? Who invited you? Who are you? How did you get here? And like, how would you, and just in reference to what Biden said in that interview with Charlemagne the God, he was asking him real tough questions. He was asking him questions that, like, for example, you know, other people from minority communities when, you know, like famous people, like, okay, more specifically Cardi B, when she, you know, she wasn't asking him real tough questions because she's not, you know, she's an entertainer. Charlamagne is an actual, like, he does podcasts. He's actually does, in comparison to Cardi B, he's Amy Goodman, let's put it that way, you know? So if for him to just, you know, minimize the whole conversation and say, well, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Joe, who are you? Like,
yeah.
Who are you? You're just, come on now. Who's telling you? Who's giving you these talking points?
Right. Well, and that, like, putting it that way is just so gross, you know?
It's racist.
It's racist because it's that, what it really conveys is that, you know, Democrats are the only option if you want to have a, like, an impactful vote, you know?
Now this is a conversation. This is an interesting conversation.
Right.
You know? I would love to one day see a alternative to, you know, alternative to people who have been disenfranchised by the Democrats, you know, because it doesn't seem like, you know, the Republican Party is going to help out in any way, you know?
Right.
It's like, if one side, if there's... I'm just so sad that we're always left to choose the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, it would be nice to be excited again. But one thing I wanted to say is that, like, so obviously the course of history has changed drastically since 2012. But when the Republicans lost in 2012, they were like, damn, we really gotta take a hard look in the mirror and figure ourselves out, you know? Maybe if, and here's the thing, if the Republican Party could be less racist, their conservative social values a lot of times align with, you know, religious minority communities, first generation immigrants that don't have like the liberal social mores that Democrats are pushing. And so, like, it's not to say that all of Republicans' ideas are entirely out of fashion. They could probably find people out there who agree with them, but they're so deep in the white supremacy thing, the racism thing, that they've painted themselves into a Trump colored corner. And, it's, I don't know how they're going to dig their way out of it. Maybe a rebrand, a hard rebrand.
I mean, I think that they are working on a hard rebrand. You know, and there are black Republicans and, and then even, they're called like all of these horrible names and people say that they represent white supremacy. And it's like, Ben Carlson and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of see a person who grew up really like just kind of the epitome of the American dream, like came from absolutely nothing, like nothing, and now like he's a freaking brain surgeon. Like I'm not a brain surgeon, you know? And it's really silly to me that people like Chelsea Handler say things like this with full confidence, like they can. And I had to remind him that he's a black man. It's like, oh damn, Chelsea, you know, I forgot. I forget these things.
Chelsea Handler, thank you so much.
It's like, yeah, right? And like, you know, and it just seems so silly because it's like, do you not think that, oh, I don't know, maybe money comes into play here? Mm-hmm. Like maybe this person has more to him than just his skin color? Like maybe he has other things that he holds closer to his heart, like his money, than, you know, than his... than whatever his race, you know, or the plight that comes from being a black man in America, you know?
Right. When class intersects with those like identity factors, like whatever might make you think that they should align with the Democrats, you might see something different, or, you know, it's more predictive than racial factors.
And it's silly that she looks at him and thinks, but you're a black man, when it's like, you can't look at him and think, oh, right, you're super rich, so, you know, like... Yeah. Are you so dis? It's so silly, and
it's,
I think
it's bizarre to brag about it. Like if I don't know, I'm trying to put it in like a different context. If like your ex was gonna vote for Trump, and you were like, I know you to be a different person than would do that, and I want you to take a hard look in the mirror. That's not like a fun anecdote to tell on The View about how you set somebody straight, but it's like, I don't know. I guess there's a conversation that could be had, but why put it like it's. Nah.
I think there's a lot of that's maybe like when all of these anti-racist books and all of this literature that people consume, and then it comes out in this really gross way, like Chelsea Handler did it. I reminded him that, like, she was so proud of it, and then said, "Oh, don't worry, he's voting for Biden now. He's just kidding." Like, well, first of all, yeah, 50 Cent is crazy on Twitter. Like, he says crazy things on the internet. He, just for reference, 50 Cent, like, he tries to pick fights with, like, boxers and stuff. Like,
like verbal fights, or
like physical fight. I think like with Floyd Mayweather. Like, he's like, oh yeah, I could totally, yeah, let's do this.
Let's get in the ring. Let's see.
I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend it. So, you know, I get that whether he was kidding or not, the fact that he expressed his opinion and then got backlash from her was so silly. And like you said, yeah, especially like the, okay, that's weird flex, but okay, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, weird flex, but okay. I haven't been hearing that phrase so much, but it is apt in this moment. Weird flex, but okay.
It is a weird flex.
Well, and like, also, I mean, I think that there's part of the conversation that has to be that both of them are people that have influence, right? Like, X million number of Instagram followers. And like, you could also have a conversation rooted in that, which is like, hey, you're like a rich and famous person who has this many followers, some of which worship at your altar and would do whatever you say, and for you to steer them in this direction because of your own financial interest, when there's so many like bigger things at play, like, that's wrong. Like, you can make that argument.
I can see that, but if he at any point said that was his argument, his only thing is like, I don't want to go from 50 Cent to 20 Cent. I don't think that there was any at any point a facade that he's doing this for like a greater cause, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, like, then that, you know, like, okay, I understand where she's coming from, but if like his people that, I hate to say his followers, it sounds very Manson-ish, but his the people who are that engage with him on social media, if they see that and they can make their own decisions, be like, oh, he's saying this because he's a rich person, like, they, you know, for her to think that, you know, the people that he engages with or that engage with him, his listeners, you know, the kids that whatever, like, they can make their own decisions, you know, like, and he's being pretty upfront about it, you know. It's like this, I notice this a lot with well-meaning people, that when it comes to like them, you know, racial situations, it's just like, you're helping at one point, but at a certain point you just cross the line, you know? And it's like, why can't you for yourself figure out when you're crossing the line? You know, like, treat me like how you would, like, I don't know, like, I see an elder, like an older person, and I see my mother in them. I see my, my grandma in them. I see whatever, you know, like, I see someone my age. I see the camaraderie of like human interaction there as well. And I just want that from like a people who don't look like me, you know? It's like, if you messed up or if you need help, then I'm going to give it to you. But that's it. Don't now do your whole savory thing on top of it. Don't do the whole, don't, just don't. Yeah. Like, if you wanted to have a like, if she wanted to have a conversation with him, she's his ex. They probably have phone numbers. They can, like, talk to each other. But for her to go on national, I told him that he's a black man, and I had to remind him. So just because you got woke yesterday, now all of a sudden you're the woke police? Who are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing that I don't know, you can see I have a bone to pick with this because everyone and their mom got woke the other day before yesterday, and now they're, you know, policing, you know, people of color for having opinions that, like, you know, I just don't understand. Well, you know, it's not your experience to understand. Like,
right,
you said,
that's
first,
the other thing.
First
you shouldn't
generation.
Be prescribing things to other people.
Oh.
Especially when you're, like, not in their, you know, community or identity group. You know, very well could be like, are you even gay if you don't support Pete Buttigieg or whatever?
Well, like, I wonder if people, cooler, yeah, like, you know? Have to deal with that type of stuff, too. And I'm not, you know, like, you know, it's just the fact that you are trying to make people a monolith because of what they look like is very, very silly, where we are much more complex than that. We are, you know, we have other things that make us up. Like, just, you know, one of the things that make me up is I'm black, but that's not the only thing that I am. I'm many of other things, you know, for the good and the bad. And so is everyone else. But on a public forum too, and it's almost like demeaning. It's like,
yeah, boiling them down to one characteristic that should govern the way that they behave. That's racism. So I just described it.
And again, he's a rich person. Like, he's very, very, very well off. Over $400,000. If I was making $400,000, believe me, the Free Britney campaign would not be one of my worries at all. You know, like,
or you'd have less worries, so it ranks higher on the list.
Oh,
you know.
You know what they say, though? More money, more problems.
That they do say that.
One
of those problems appears to be taxes. So.
And then when she's in the View, and she said, "I'll pay your taxes," and then she's like, "Oh right, yeah, you actually can't pay someone to vote a certain way."
Yeah,
and
no, that's big illegal.
That's big. And
that's big illegal.
In the video, Whoopi Goldberg is like, "No, you can't do." She looked like so concerned.
She's
like,
"Oh
my god,
did you just admit to doing that on national television? You're gonna get in trouble for that."
Chelsea Handler. Well, at least, you know, if she can't make me laugh, at least we can, you know, laugh at her.
Yeah, we can have a time of our own.
A time of our own. But we are just about halfway through. We're gonna go to a short musical break. This song goes out to Chelsea Handler. Thank you very much.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
You are listening to KBOO Portland here on your 90.7 FM dial. This is The Gap. I'm Tammy. In the studio with me are Althea.
Hey-o.
And Sonia. Hello.
Hello.
What an invigorating song. If I sound out of breath, it's because
the thing about that song is that, like, it's so abject. It's like she's basically giving herself entirely over to this person, saying, on this one condition, that's all I ask you. This is the only thing. This is the one and only condition I put on being entirely yours. You just do this one thing.
The
just
song
treat me like I'm an actual human being with my own hopes and dreams and feelings.
Loves to be free.
Yeah.
I love that. And like Althea, you mentioned at the top of the hour, we are still in our membership drive, and tomorrow is the last day to donate. However, you can donate now, and I think there is actually an ongoing match still from a very generous donor. We thank you. And so any dollar that you donate today will be matched, and you can do that by going to kboo.fm.
And I just received word that Chris, that's all I'm going to say. I might say what part of, let's see. Chris in Ariel, Washington, thank you for just moments ago making your contribution. And what else can I tell you about?
Shout out Chris.
Yeah, Chris, thanks.
And thank you to Michelle in Southeast Portland. Thanks for your support. And Kevin in Salem.
Ooh.
All right, we are getting down the Willamette, down the Willamette Valley.
Yeah.
And my girl Mo. Oh, Mo, I miss you. Thank you so much for contributing all the way from Corbett.
Aw. Yes.
And
see, we got a lot of Chelsea Handler fans, huh?
Well, we got a lot of KBOO fans.
That's more accurate.
Unfortunately.
And Miel from Rockaway Beach.
Whoa, awesome.
The one in Oregon.
Okay. Sure.
Not the one the Ramones were singing about. And Barbara in Northeast Portland. So these are just some of our friends and neighbors who are doing what they can, you know, reaching out with what they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And as everyone's saying, have been saying all week and all month, you know, you, dear listener, yes, you, reach out with what you can.
I was touched, you took me somewhere there. We truly appreciate it. It helps with everything. Yeah, absolutely truly. Everything. We have these awesome donors, and they are matching. They found the KBOO to be a community resource that they want to, you know, help, and
mm-hmm.
their help is helping us and helping you. And you know, this is a community resource of 52 years now?
Yeah.
1968.
68, yeah. Dang.
Woof.
It's been going. It's been going, and it continues to go, thanks
oh,
to
Oh, yes.
Thanks and we're to our wonderful supporters.
Passing the torch, yeah. Here for you.
Yeah, keeping our local programming on the air. Which
yeah.
is pretty cool. So
especially I think during this time, you know, like we were talking, you know, you had your anxiety dream about mm. the election coverage here at KBOO, which is going to be great, so don't worry about it.
Thanks.
And yeah, I mean, I know that KBOO gets to report on things in a way that other resources don't.
Mm-hmm.
And very thankful for that. And actually that talks a little bit about what we are, our next subject
yeah.
of conversation.
I'm going to throw it in one more time, kboo.fm/give.
kboo.fm/give.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Click that donate button. Anyway.
I just got off the phone with a fan who's already a sustaining member and just told me that she's going to send another check specifically to shout out The Gap.
Yes.
Aww.
And specifically for me.
Oh, Sonia.
Yay, Sonia.
That's our girl, Annalisa. She's a longtime supporter of KBOO.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Annalisa.
Thank you very much. We know who you are.
Yeah, if you want a voice message, we'll do it for you.
We'll still do it, yeah.
We could get Sonia in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sonia, that's awesome. Thank
Sonia
you.
About that, but heck yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's nice.
Oh, okay. I'm excited now. Okay, next topic.
Antitrust.
antitrust. So exciting to talk about corporations.
Corporations, they're people just like us.
Corporations
just kidding.
Getting bigger by, you know, absorbing each other.
Yeah, they absorb, yeah. You know? Absorbing each other. I always thought that was such an odd thing because I always felt like absorb is such a biological thing. and like, yeah, and then mergers and absorbing, and it's like, ooh, that's an odd, you know, words for it, but it is what it is. Yeah, so the antitrust hearings are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so long. And I got to say, they're getting better with the questions.
Mm.
They are getting better with the questions because it's becoming...
You say that and I'm just thrown back to like other eras of like congressional antitrust hearings on like tech companies. And they're like, what is this? How do I swipe? Mm. My grandson Nathan sent this movie to me, and I don't know how to play it.
It's
Mark Zuckerberg is right there. It's like, well, that's not even on Facebook, so I don't actually know what to tell you about that.
I wish we were in those simpler times.
Like, how do I close out of this?
Now, how do I minimize and maximize?
Press the X. Like, what X? I don't see it.
Now it's things
like... My text
like,
is too small. Sorry, I could just go. I could just riff on...
I wish it was back then. I wish it was
lawmakers,
simple like that.
The people in charge not knowing how to use Twitter. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're very passionate about this. I just
think it's funny. Well, it's enduringly funny to me.
There's one elected official who definitely knows how to use Twitter. So,
well, unfortunate.
So maybe
preferred qualification for the job.
AOC is pretty tough.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
She's not really good at Twitter. She's like, she's she doesn't hold back.
Mm. Well, you know, this is getting
sorry. Get
this,
to
no,
Tammy's
this is
point.
This is
I
getting to kind of like where we're getting at. It's so we have these antitrust hearings, and you know, for Twitter and Facebook and all these big players, and they are, you know, asking the question of, you know, what are you doing? How are you are influencing people, and how can we pretty much legislate this? How can we hone this down? How can we figure out what to do with this? Because it's very obviously impacting our, you know, day-to-day lives, but also the elections, which I guess is where the feds are going to start being more interested in. Also, you know, they're making a lot of money.
That too. Yes. Off of people's data. So
yes.
That they give up willingly.
And hopefully in the near future, we're going to have someone who is like into this type of technology that can talk about this in a more coherent way.
Yeah.
But... you know, they're asking these questions, and more recently the not the prime minister, the secretary, the press secretary got locked out of her Twitter account because she had posted something that Twitter said it needs to be fact checked and that it was a lie, but then ended up being a true article. I don't want to get into the semantics of the articles and the details and stuff, but it did. And then in the hearings, they did say that we've unlocked her account, and you know she can log back in and repost the article, and everything is going to be fine. Unfortunately, that was untrue, which is like very problematic to lie during a Senate hearing. But also,
that's one of those things you're not allowed to do.
You're not allowed to do that.
No,
I don't know everything, but I know that. And it just kind of, you know, not even. You know, getting too political, not getting political, right, 2020. How, you know, we, you know, when I talk to people about this, well, you know, if she's spreading false news, you know, fake lies, then she shouldn't be able to retweet things. But it was found to be truth. And yet she's still unable to log back in. And it's a slippery slope, I think, in my opinion, say, oh, well, you know, but they're from this camp. It's a slippery slope till it comes to our camp. Because you say, first they came for the Pizzagate and I didn't do anything because I didn't think that was real. And then they came for the whatever, but I didn't whatever. But then they'll say, then they came for my neighbors. And then they came for me, you know? And I'm not saying like they are coming to kill you or whatever, God forbid. But it's the fact that you are a type of expression of yours is being, I don't want to say censored because it's not being censored. It's just being... You're being taken out. Your voice is being taken away, basically, because it is 2020, and yeah, people do express themselves online, and you can mobilize online, as we've seen on TikTok or you know different you know whatever outlets.
Yeah,
things do have a ripple effect in the internet world to reality, and it's just scary to me that these conglomerates, these social media tycoons have so much power, and we haven't figured out how to control it. Because is it you control the output, you control the input, do you control people post, do you control the algorithms? Where you know, and then it's a slippery slope. So it was like international. It was a private. You know, it's private. It's a private company. You know, so there's just so many questions, and I really wonder if we do. want to put them under the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Do they count as individuals? Mm-hmm. And I thought that we fought a very long time and were very disappointed when companies started to have, quote unquote, individual rights, like saying no, you know, to discriminate, basically, which is what they were using it to discriminate, mostly LGBTQ community people. So.
Well, yeah, and it goes to like campaign spending.
Exactly. Yep.
That money is speech.
So, yeah, I guess that's.
Yeah, it's a weird area of law, admittedly, just because like the internet kind of started happening, and then lawmakers weren't like, hey, let's get a handle on this. You know, like one of the main rules governing the internet is that, I forget which section it is, but this is the thing that like Trump wanted to go after Twitter for, which was basically that, you know, internet like hosts, sites like Twitter or Facebook or whoever, or even like darker stuff like 4chan or whatever.
I thought you were going to say Craigslist.
We can talk about Craigslist. They're not responsible for the stuff that is posted on their site. Now, there are, like, you know, copyright stuff and claims that people can make to ask the host to take it down, but the host itself is not individually liable for what is posted by those, by their, like, content creators, right? So, Twitter, like, moderating public debate in that way is going beyond beyond what freedom of speech means, really, because freedom of speech is like freedom from like the government telling you what you can and can't say, not necessarily freedom of speech from what Twitter tells you you can and can't say. But, you know, point taken, that Twitter is massive, and what is the check on Twitter? The check on Twitter is not individuals. You know, there's a lot of Twitter users, but they can't, like, you know, do, like, how do we mitigate that, and whose judgment is it? I think is a worthy concern, especially when it's like all of these companies that take our data, and who knows what they're doing with it. What are those algorithms tracking,
creating silos?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and like what's happening with all of this algorithms? You sent me that picture of those Facebook shirts.
Oh yeah, I introduced Tammy to Facebook t-shirts. You might have seen them like on your feed, but they take like your like very basic like Facebook information, and they're just these. I find them very funny, like graphic tees, and they'll be like, "I may be a plumber born in January, but you don't want to mess with me because I have anger issues."
And it's like
very that vibe.
It always goes back to like just marketing stuff for you.
Yeah, so being treated as an individual born in December, and my wife is crazy, and she'll cut your head off.
So,
she bought me this shirt.
Feel like they're individuals on a mass scale. It's like, no, you can't do that. And the only way that you can do that is like that, if you track people individually and just siphon off information from them that they're willing to give you for free, because if you ain't paying, you're the product.
That is a good point. And I feel like, just, you know, the internet having been around and so many things being free, like, it feels hard to accept that, like, if like having to pay to use a service like that.
Right.
If Twitter was like, okay, we won't censor you, but you have to pay us $5 a month, like for Netflix or something.
Twitter did cost money.
Maybe like the app download. I don't know. I can't speak to that, but I feel like there'd be like mass exodus from these things. But maybe now that like the version of that is like a VPN instead of.
I've
like
heard of the VPN is making it all
virtual,
my
private
all
network.
My friends are.
I know.
VPN-ing.
That's why I've had it in mind that I should probably have one, but, you know.
And for those who don't know, there are ways to basically hide your.
Yeah, it's VPN trunk. Is a virtual private network. And basically, it like disguises your IP address, and you can make it look like you are like on the web from anywhere in the world, like a whole bunch of different countries. So
it
you can't be
like
tracked.
Proxies.
You can get those ads like, "Hot singles in London are waiting to meet you," instead of "Hot like, singles in Portland are
right.
waiting to meet you."
Right. Turns
well,
out there's
very specific
everywhere.
About the type of websites we go on. So I would love to hear from the listeners, 503-231-8187, about just the matter. Personally, like, how do you feel about the type of information that you're sharing and it being out there? And do you feel like, you know, I don't know, do you happen to see these strange advertisements that are very specific and yet super vague? And like, some things are just very, It's like they just take a word cloud and then they just take like five of your most used words and they're like, here, buy this stuff. You must love this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of it seems more random, but some of it is like very directed, you know? And like if you look at like, I think Facebook, Instagram will all like, if you get an ad, you can like click on it and it'll show you like, why am I seeing this ad? And they're like, oh, you're between 25 and 30 years old and you live in this area and you've expressed interest in this thing. From like tags or whatever, and you're like,
Well, you say, how do they know this? But you've given them all of this information, and
oh yeah.
You know, when I want to figure things out, and I'm like, well, this is maybe a little bizarre. Then you know, I'll go incognito, just you know, because I wouldn't, you know, I don't want to start having all of this, like especially if it's like pop culture news mostly, and I'm like, I don't really want to start seeing a bunch of like pop culture stuff, like. You know, just like things
culture. Just you know what you said, that was like you were so disgusted.
I don't want to just start seeing it all over my feed. I want to, you know, so I go on incognito and I try to, to do it that way. Or just like, you know, if you have questions that are, you know, if you listen to a podcast, you're like, oh, this is a bizarre thing. Like, let me Google it. But you don't want to like, you know.
Sorry, I just thought of an example of when I did that. I learned from a podcast not too long ago about how Dave Matthews Band.
Oh God!
I told you about this. Dave Matthews Band like drove their tour bus over a bridge in Chicago and like let loose all of their, you know, bus toilet waste over the river. But there was a boat underneath the bridge, and so they like doused all these people.
Not cool.
Not cool. I didn't know about that.
The things that you learn on the internet. there's it just feels so broad yet so specific.
There was a podcast that talked about it and I was like, this is the kind of thing that I do need to make sure that I know about. I need to be in the loop on this issue in particular. Dave Matthews Band, goodness.
So if this happened to you and you've been, or I'd love to hear if people have been surprised by how much the internet knows about them, especially when it comes to like direct or was it targeted marketing?
Yeah.
503-231-8187. Oh, hello, Stevie Ray.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
So you guys were making comments about the VPNs and I'm very recently dipping my toe into the internet. I've discovered YouTube. Wow. And so I'm going to refer back to books because that's my happy place. And radio. Thank you, Kabu. My two favorite. And via radio, I found this book called The Age of Surveillance Capitalism.
Ooh.
Subtitle, The Fight for a Human Future at the New Frontier of Power by Harvard professor, Riot Girl, Shoshana Zuboff.
Cool.
Shoshana Zuboff. And so I'm in first chapters, but I, you know, you do the deep dive in all the interviews. I went back and re-listened to a couple that are in the KBOO archives. So putting it out there, hold on to your butts, America. Woo! stay safe out there, you guys. I absolutely love you guys. I got my KBOO hoodie in the mail. Woo! Woo!
Yay!
Get those donations in.
Thanks,
those donations
Stevie.
In, you guys.
Thank you so much. Oh, hello, Dennis. How are you?
Yes, I have a kind of. It seems to me there's a part of the electorate that in this election that's not being considered, and that is people who have dual citizenship, like in U.S. and Canada. I'm sure that they can vote. Can't they vote in this election? I mean, I know people who live up there, and I wonder maybe other people you know live up there. And I think they can vote in this election. Is that correct? I just wanted to mention that. That's all I wanted to say. But you know, is that true?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know that there are, like, if you are a citizen living abroad, you definitely can mail in your ballots, vote absentee, or you know, like military folks.
Yeah, there's a vote
in their ballots. I'll look it up for you, Dennis. Hang on.
Yeah, and you know, like in Canada, I know people who live up in BC, British Columbia, I assume that they could vote, but I don't know, maybe not. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can circle back on that when I find out some good old information about that.
There.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, I was just going to say that that's a good question. I'll let you go ahead and take that as soon as you get it. I appreciate you, Dennis.
What I'm seeing seems to say yes.
There is the U.S. consulate has every country has a U.S. consulate website, or U.S. embassy website. I do highly recommend that you do check it out. I am seeing that this
you can.
The deadline is October 1st, it looks like.
Okay, so yeah,
for some states
it might be a little bit late now, but yeah, so like the U.S. is one of, according to this website that I am looking at, is that it's one of the most permissive countries with as far as dual citizenship goes, and whether or not, you know, people can vote or, you know, work in government or that kind of thing. And same thing other places. I don't know about Canada specifically, but I'm looking at Germany as an example that, you know, if you have dual citizenship, you have the exact same rights as a citizen normally would, even if you have multiple, you know, foreign citizenships on there. So
thank you. Appreciate it. Tapping into your community resource. That's nice, Dennis. Appreciate it. And I do recommend going to the usembassy.gov. You can just go U.S. Embassy in Canada on any search engine. Mm-hmm. Register and vote your absentee ballot at a certain website, and then you fill out the ballot when it arrives to you. So I guess we have like 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
If anyone does feel like calling in, they can. But if not, no pressure. 503-231-8187 for the last few moments of the program.
Yeah.
I know that we didn't talk too much about the big election day coming up.
I thought you were going to say Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't talk about Halloween yet.
Well, I'm scared. It's all so spooky. All right, yeah, for the last 5 minutes, Halloween. Yeah.
Halloween.
I want to hear.
Or internet stuff.
I want to hear your best Halloween costume in now.
Yeah, what was the most successful one? Well, when I was in middle school, I was Sherlock Holmes one year.
Oh, fun.
And then the year after that, I was Amelia Earhart.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah. But I mean, those were like some of my best ones. I have a friend, Stephanie, who's incredible at that kind of stuff. She was a Rubik's Cube one year.
Oh, fun.
One year, she like built, you know, The Sims, the video game, they have that like rhomboid green thing over their head. She built one of those out of like file folders that actually like spun. It looked so cool.
Oh,
anyway,
fun.
Shout out to her and her ingenuity.
Oh, very creative. Oh, it looks like there might be. Oh, Bobby, you're on the line with us.
What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Robbie.
Oh, good morning.
How's it going?
Going well. How are you?
We're well. We're just a couple more moments left to the end of the program.
Yeah, I loved how you started it out. I love your show. This has turned into my favorite new show on KBU in the morning. So I really appreciate that. And my next paycheck here, I'll be trying to contribute and become a member to KBU, and not just X-Ray. But I wanted to say you started it out with Joe Biden. And honestly, I'm just amazed at how many racist things this guy can do. And then people will still be like, oh, we got to vote Trump out. You know, it's like, or, you know, it's like, you know, something will get brought up and it's like, oh, Black Lives Matter. It's like, well, be sure to vote. And I'm like, for who? You know, I'm just like, for who? Like, what world, how many excuses can we give this person? You know?
I do agree with you that I think that it seems like we're only going to talk about this after the election. That's what it kind of feels like. Like,
yeah.
Like we know, yeah, sure, but after the election, because, you know, it's not safe yet. But I think if a society doesn't have, like, a space for civil discourse that is safe, like, what kind of society is it, you know?
Right, right.
And how civil discourse, Chelsea Handler.
That's funny. It's a conversation that is 100% worth having, but does not seem to be a priority, I guess, just because of, you know, the other side, I guess.
The other candidate. We're all on what we are together. It's the other, it's points of views.
Sure.
Points of views. People change their opinions.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for bringing up that point.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate
Robbie.
You.
Love hearing from you. And I think that's it for the calls. We got two moments left. Oh, okay, you got 2 minutes. A minute and a half.
Tonight, please show up to the vigil for Kevin Peterson Jr., who was murdered by cops in Vancouver last night and left for 12 hours. Please come at 7 p.m. to 6829 Northeast Highway 99 in Vancouver, Washington, 98665. Please wear black, bring candles, flowers, and be respectful of the family without giving cops an excuse to trash the family.
Well, thank you for that announcement. Mm-hmm. Just horrible news just keeps coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for letting us know. I appreciate this. I appreciate when people call in this is a neighborhood connection, you know?
Yeah.
And we have about 30 seconds left. Well, thank you so much for everyone for tuning in. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to all of our wonderful donors and supporters.
Yes. Stay strong. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but it might just be safe. And
here's the thing. We'll be back next week.
We will be back.
That's what I'm holding on to.
Yes.
Like, you know what? There's some intermediary events that are going to happen, but we'll be here next Friday.
Yes. Enjoy Halloween.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
It's the final week of KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. If you value non-commercial, volunteer-powered, independent media, help us meet our fundraising.